América, al igual que toda América Latina. Los invitamos a visitar nuestra página en Facebook, La Salud Mental Importa, @facebook.com. Un saludo muy especial a todos mis compatriotas dominicanos, a quienes orgullosamente amo. Les deseo un feliz día y que todo les salga bien. La gente feliz irradia alegría, brinda amor y se alegra de que todos estén bien. Lauren Feliciano se despide de ustedes. Hasta la próxima semana.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today and said he would nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Before leaving for California, President Trump did praise former Secretary of State Tillerson.
I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well.
President Trump also talked about why he would be nominating CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace Tillerson.
Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength. The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State.
The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the entire coast of Maine, New Hampshire, and most of Massachusetts, and the rest of the area under a winter storm warning. Now they're expecting close to another 2 feet of snow, which could lead to blizzard-like conditions and thousands of people losing power. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Today, President Donald Trump announced that he is firing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and would nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Congressman Mark Meadows, he's a Republican. He shares his initial reaction to this and what he knows about former Congressman Pompeo.
Mike and Director Pompeo and the president have had this personal relationship since early days, really one of the first nominees to be confirmed. And so that relationship was not only powerful, but it was a honest and candid exchange that they would have.
Three package bombs left on the doorsteps in suburban neighborhoods in Austin, Texas, have exploded in less than 2 weeks, killing two people, wounding two others, and leaving investigators vowing to look for any possible explanation for a motive. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley has more on the incidents.
To be able to construct a device like this and then deliver that device to your target without having it explode either during construction or during delivery does take a certain level of sophistication.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Today, President Donald Trump fired Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Let's take a listen to the president addressing the media before he left for California.
As far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
Mr. President, what did you tell Rex Tillerson? What did you say to Rex?
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same. With Mike Pompeo, we have a very similar thought process. I think it's going to go very well. Rex is a very good man. I like Rex a lot. I really appreciate his commitment and his service. And I'll be speaking to Rex over a long period of time. I made that decision by myself. Rex wasn't, as you know, in this country. I made the North Korea decision with consultation from many people, but I made that decision by myself. I actually got along well with Rex, but really it was a different mindset. It was a different thinking.
Never a dull day in Washington. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoorah! I'm Marine vet Skip Coriel, sitting in for the vacationing Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50-caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Skip, the Falcon has landed. Yes, this former Air Force officer finally got his wings on Tuesday. But not from Uncle Sam, from Uncle FAA. In addition to thanking the Hollywood Foreign Press, I'd like to say thanks to the Frontlines of Freedom team for your support, and you, yes, you listening, and that means you, San Antonio Bill Harper, for your words of encouragement and support as well. I look forward to flying in formation to Oshkosh with Roland and the Colonel one of these summers, and spreading the word far and wide about Front Lines of Freedom in person with my new set of wings. Onward and upward, gentlemen.
Good to hear, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks happy. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. In today's show, we'll have a special report on the rise in mass shooting events all across America. Then on Comment by the Non-Com, I'm going to be discussing my proposal for mitigating that threat. Today, we'll hear from Major Bill Donahue, who served two tours in Vietnam as a sniper, got a battlefield commission, then served two more tours in Vietnam as a fighter pilot. We'll have a great one-on-one talk with him. Then we'll speak with Navy vet John Correa from Active Self-Protection to get his take on the recent Parkland school massacre. Next, we'll compare violence in America to other countries around the globe with Ambassador John Bolton. Finally, I'll shoot the bull with firearms instructor Mike Visser as we discuss what it's like to teach civilians to protect and defend in a world plagued by mass shooting events. Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom. We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for the news on Front Lines of Freedom. What do you have for us today, Josh?
Like an ICBM, the news dropped with huge impact on Thursday night that President Trump has accepted Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un's invitation for an in-person meeting, and commentators immediately commenced commentating. But at this time, there is little to report other than the following militarily significant facts. 1. No time, date, or location has been set for the meeting, other than it will happen before the end of May 2018. 2. North Korea has promised not to conduct another missile test before the meeting. 3. All planned U.S. and South Korean military drills will take place as scheduled. And 4. There will be no relaxation of the current sanctions against North Korea. So what does this all mean? Those on either side have already commenced their firing to stake their take. In an AP article, MIT poli-sci professor Vipin Narang said that Trump will want North Korea to commit to complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization right then and there. And it won't. The North will want the U.S. to commit to ending the hostile policy in totality. And it won't. And both sides will walk away with nothing. Meanwhile, Ian Bremmer, a Trump critic and head of the Eurasia Group, was quoted in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution saying that Trump deserves credit. So far, his plan is working. Bremmer said, quote, "I think North Korea's openness in the Olympics and symmetry with South Korea, as well as the potentially direct talks with the U.S., are the result of Trump's approach." End quote. And since the colonel is away, you get my take today. And that is that the art of the deal is on like it has never been before. The U.S. military, at Trump's direction, has been planning since last year for a military confrontation with North Korea. I received information that Medical Corps personnel were tasked with planning for mass casualty scenarios where they can get supplies, plasma, and personnel into place to treat as many wounded as possible in the event of full-scale war where population centers in the South come under attack on orders from Kim Jong-un. The planning is real. The pressure is real. But Trump has left a way out for the North, and one that could come with an unprecedented ending. What I predict will come of these talks will be a negotiated peace with a short path to reunification and denuclearization, one where Kim Jong-un becomes a hero for his role in bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, growth to the North, and prosperity for his people. Trump will guarantee Un immunity from being tried for crimes against his people and any other violations. He will be given a political role, and his fortunes will stay intact. Remember, Trump has done countless business deals in Asia, and this is just one more, albeit with life and death stakes, where he will craft a deal Un can't refuse, an option that includes certain death and destruction for North Korea, or option B, one that strokes his ego, raises Un's stature, imbues respect, and allows him to keep his creature comforts while taking away his nuclear toys. Going forward, any delays on the part of the North could seal their fate and that of military action by the U.S., as Trump knows that time equals an increased risk for the U.S. in the form of advancements in North Korean ICBM technology, so he won't take stalling tactics for an answer. The ball will soon be in Un's court, but knowing Trump, it will be a big, beautiful, shiny gold ball that Kim Jong-un can't refuse. You heard it here first. Moving on, Engadget has reported on a unique partnership between Google and the DoD. It's no secret that military and civilian intelligence analysts are currently overwhelmed by the sheer volume of video surveillance data recorded by American drones. On Monday, the Pentagon announced it is tasking its newly minted Algorithmic Warfare Cross-Functional Team, dubbed Project Maven, with using big data and machine learning to accelerate the process of discovering actionable intelligence in all that aerial imagery. The idea is to reduce the amount of time analysts spend performing administrative tasks, like manually entering data into spreadsheets whenever they find something of interest, and more time actually analyzing. To that end, Project Maven will leverage and improve upon existing processing, exploitation, and dissemination capabilities, and automate the data labeling process. The Director for Defense Intelligence for Warfighter Support, Air Force Lieutenant General Jack Shanahan, told Defense One, quote, "There's simply too much incoming information for the Pentagon's stable of analysts. We're not going to solve it by throwing more people at the problem. That's the last thing we actually want to do. We want to be smarter about what we're doing," end quote. The group has 90 days to complete its first phase, to either develop the algorithms itself or acquire them from the private sector. The second and third phases, each also 90 days, involve procuring the hardware needed to run the algorithms and implementing the completed system. Shanahan is pushing for a fast turnaround, as he has real-world goals for the effort, saying, quote, "It's no good if it's just shown and demonstrated in a research lab somewhere. We want to deliver, in this calendar year, some capabilities out to the warfighters that make a difference," end quote. If this program is successful, General Shanahan hopes to expand Project Maven's machine learning efforts throughout all branches of the military, saying, "We see all sorts of things for intelligence, for targeting, for collection management, for sensor fusion. For the department, logistics, command and control, communications. Everything the tech industry is working on has some applicability throughout the entire DoD," end quote. And if you've got some spare time this weekend, check out an intriguing behind-the-scenes look at Iran's actions to acquire nuclear weapons. Unfortunately, the Wall Street Journal reporter who was involved in uncovering Iran's actions lost his job in the process. Get the whole story online at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
And that's the news. The show for the month of March is Admissions USA. You can find the link at the blog on the Front Lines of Freedom website. We'll be reviewing this movie on the last show in March. I ask you to view it, it's free, and send the Colonel your thoughts and comments. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the non-com, then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with retired Marine sniper and fighter pilot Major Bill Donahue. At ease, troops, take a break.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. Next time you upgrade to a new cell phone, don't throw your old one away. If your old phone can hold a charge, you can stage this phone for emergency use in a home defense situation. Every cell phone, whether on contract or not, has the ability to call 911. Keep an old phone in the glove box of your car as well as your safe room just in case. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors. Honor and remember, our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for Comments by the Non-Com. Last week, the Colonel talked about letting our military fighting men carry concealed pistols on military bases. And I agree, that should definitely happen. But this week, I want to take it a step further. I think our teachers should be trained and armed to protect our kids from mass murderers. It would save a lot of time, money, and lives. Now, I understand that not everyone will trust teachers with guns, but something has to be done about this madness. Enough is enough, and it's time to at least give our children a fighting chance. It's not our kids' fault that we force them to go to a public school where a tiny percentage of them are evil, crazy, demon-possessed, or a combination of all three. I understand why high school kids are upset. I sympathize with grade school kids who are terrified to go to school. They'd be crazy if they weren't. But let us not rely on the federal government to fix this problem for us. I believe this can and should be solved at the local level, because nothing good will ever come out of Washington, D.C. In fact, if we leave it up to the U.S. Congress or the President or the Supreme Court, we could very well end up as unarmed slaves. Here's a prime example. The state of Utah. I am certified to teach concealed carry classes by the Utah Bureau of Criminal Identification, and I have to tell you folks, the Utah gun laws are pretty darn good. It's almost like they understand the meaning of the Second Amendment. Did you know that it is legal for teachers to carry concealed in Utah schools? And what's more, it is forbidden by Utah law for any parent to ask a Utah teacher if they are armed. That makes sense to me. They are trying to deter mass killings, but also to protect the ones who are defending your children. I'm sure any would-be mass killer would love to know which teachers are armed so he can take them out first. This law prevents that and keeps the killers honest, so to speak. Did you know that 5% of all Utah teachers are armed? Did you know that 12% of all Utah school administrators are armed? So that begs the question, how many school mass shooting events does Utah have every year? To answer this question, I went online and did a search. But in the end, I couldn't find a single mass shooting on Utah school property. But here's what I did find. The very first Utah school shooting occurred on May 12, 1919, during a high school assembly, when six boys shot off their guns. Permission had been given in the belief that the guns were loaded with blanks, but instead they had live shot. Teacher Verna Davidson was shot in the foot. The next school shooting occurred a year later when the night watchman at the Utah School for the Deaf and Blind shot a 10-year-old boy, Dennis McDonald, as he and his brother Clinton cut through the campus. The watchman said he fired into the air as a warning. 69 years later, at Thomas Jefferson Junior High School, a 12-year-old boy fired a handgun at a vice principal. No one was injured. 25 years after that, in 2014, a school teacher with a concealed firearms permit had her gun fire accidentally in a faculty bathroom. The bullet shattered a toilet, and fragments of both the bullet and the porcelain injured her leg. Then on October 25, in Sandy, Utah, two teens got into an argument which led to a shooting. The 14-year-old shot the 16-year-old twice. He was sent to the hospital in critical but stable condition. And last but not least, on December 1st in Bountiful, Utah, a 15-year-old student fired one shot into the ceiling and then pointed the weapon at his own neck. The student was confronted verbally by a teacher and another student and later arrested. And that, my friends, is the history of Utah school shootings in its entirety. So how many people have been killed in Utah school shootings? Not a single one. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. We had one teacher with bad judgment and a minor injury, a night watchman with poor judgment, and then a couple of kids with a death wish. Add all that up and you don't even get a single death. In 2013, a study was done which ranked Utah as the state with the least amount of gun control laws in the entire country. Here's the bottom line. Utah has very little gun control. In Utah, any licensed concealed carry holder can legally carry on school property. Doesn't it make sense to follow a model that works? And that's exactly why Washington, D.C. will never pass a law that allows parents and teachers to carry guns in our schools. It makes way too much sense. And the federal government is composed primarily of senseless political morons. So what can we do about the rise in mass school murders? First, don't ask the feds for any help. Just tell them to get the heck out of our schools. Second, lobby your state government to pass laws that give school boards the option for teachers to carry in school. And then go ahead and get elected to your local school board and deliver the coup de grace. And third, lobby your state legislature to repeal the dreaded pistol-free zones. You know, the places where these little demons go to kill as many of their classmates as they can. At least that way we can minimize the damage they do. Let there be no mistake about it. School mass murders are on the rise and they will continue to rise so long as we live in a broken and godless society. Our society is suffering from an immoral disease, so therefore a small number of us will succumb to the sickness and mass murders will go up, not down. I've said it before. You want this insanity to stop? Then go back in time to 1950 and copy the society we had then. And that's my comment. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You're listening to Front Lines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have to share with us this week, Roland?
Skip, the Navy and Lockheed Martin are taking a huge leap forward with their ship-based high-powered laser weapons, which are designed to incinerate enemy drones and also perform what the military calls ISR, or intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. This includes the tracking of targets such as incoming enemy cruise missiles, aircrafts, or ships. And the Navy has awarded Lockheed up to $1 billion for the effort to integrate laser weapons on surface ships. Lockheed's high-energy laser and integrated optical dazzler with surveillance system, which they shortened to HELOS, is the first of its kind and brings together a laser weapon and a long-range ISR and counter-drone option to the U.S. Navy. HELOS is just one component, but it's a major component of the Navy's strategy for increased laser weapon capability. And HELOS will be the Department of Defense first fully integrated laser weapon system. Now, just like ground and air-based laser systems, ship-fired lasers require large amounts of mobile electrical power, which is why the Navy's newest surface ships are designed and engineered with much greater onboard power technology. Now, the Navy has already deployed a laser weapon system on a surface ship, and it's demonstrated that laser weapons can succeed in attacking and incinerating enemy drones. However, the new HELOS laser advances that technology by engineering a multifunction laser system, which can both destroy targets and conduct intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. Operating as part of a layered defense system, fast emerging laser weapons bring a number of advantages, such as the opportunity to get ahead of the cost curve, with a much lower cost per shot when compared with the expense of ship-fired interceptor missiles. Furthermore, by offering precision in a heat-based incineration, laser weapons can reduce the potential harmful explosions and fragmentations of the target when it is destroyed. And I think the side benefit of this type of weapon development is the need for the Navy to solve the problem of the high electrical needs for these types of weapons. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see at some time in the future this technology trickling down to the consumer market. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Skip.
Thanks, Roland. You are one amazing guy. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll be speaking with Major Bill Donahue, who served two tours in Vietnam as a sniper, got a battlefield commission, then served two more tours in Vietnam as a fighter pilot. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Let's do 25 dozen, then stand at ease.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today and said he would nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Before leaving for California, President Trump did praise former Secretary of State Tillerson.
I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well.
President Trump also talked about why he would be nominating CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace Tillerson.
Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength. The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State.
The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the entire coast of Maine, New Hampshire, and most of Massachusetts, and the rest of the area under a winter storm warning. Now they're expecting close to another 2 feet of snow, which could lead to blizzard-like conditions and thousands of people losing power. This is USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Folks, please do send us your comments and questions. Email us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now, folks, it's time to meet Bill Donahue. Bill is a retired major from the Marine Corps, and he has quite a colorful and patriotic history. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Bill.
Welcome to yourself, Skip. I want to thank you and Denny for everything you do for the American people.
The thanks is all from me to you, Bill, because I have read a lot about you, and Denny's told me a lot about you, and I've been very much looking forward to this interview. I think primarily because we have a lot in common. We're both in the Marine Corps, you know, so hoorah, Semper Fi.
Wow.
But you are a combat veteran. I was in from 1975 to 1981 during the Jimmy Carter years, and boy, that was a tough time to be in the military, but you were in during Vietnam. So, Bill, can you tell us about your military service? When and why did you decide to become a U.S. Marine?
I joined the Marine Corps on my 17th birthday. I dropped out of high school, and I went down to Parris Island, South Carolina for Marine boot camp. The reason that I joined the Corps is a little bit preference about me. My dad was a World War II veteran. He was actually shot by a Japanese Zero in the attack on Pearl Harbor on December the 7th, 1941, which happened to be his birthday.
Wow.
He literally took a round from one of the MiGs. It went in his right side and literally blew out his right kidney.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of it for him. And he was 100% disabled. He had a fourth grade education. But he was my role model. I'm the oldest of five kids and the only son. And when I started talking to him about I wanted to join the military, he was dead set against it because he heard about the Marines and their combat history and so forth. But what really set me off was I was, I believe, 8 years old when my beloved uncle, who was an Army corporal, was killed in Korea during the Korean conflict. And that hit me so deep. And at that, you know, 8 years old, I want to join the toughest branch there is. I want to go every Korean I could find. You know how that thought process.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that.
I started studying at the age of 9, I think it was, different militaries and so forth, and I decided I want to be a Marine. And so I ended up going to boot camp, again, dropping out of high school and joining on my 17th birthday. Back in those days, if you were under the age of 18, you had to have one of your parents sign for you to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My father simply refused to do so. And I told my mom, I said, if you don't sign for me, I'm going to run away to another state, lie, and join them.
Well, you knew what you wanted, Bill.
So she finally acquiesced and took me down to the recruiting station in a little town of Manor, Pennsylvania, where we lived. And I ended up on the 1st of February, the next day, at Parris Island. And I went through Parris Island, graduated. I got the measles real bad in the fifth week, so they had to hospitalize me and quarantine me for 2 weeks. That set me back from my original platoon, so when I got healthy again, I had to rejoin another platoon,
mm-hmm.
which made my stay at Parris Island that much longer. But I graduated as the honor man of my platoon. I graduated with a perfect score on a rifle range.
Oh, congratulations.
And back in those days, there was a policy that I had never heard about, very few people did, that if you held the range record at boot camp for 4 years, the Marine Corps would take your service rifle that you used to shoot out of commission, restore it, and give it back to you.
Oh, wow.
I got my beloved M1 Garand. The Marine Corps took it out, reconditioned it, gold plated the front sight, the rear sight, the trigger guard, the butt plate, and everything, and put a nice plate on the butt about my achievement.
Uh-huh.
So I went from there to ITR at Camp Geiger. And ended up going through a series of schooling. I got certified as a scout sniper. I went through the Marine Force Recon course at that time. It was on Okinawa up in the NTA, Northern mm-hmm. Training Area. Very rugged, mountainous area. So that was the short workup. Of course, all the other qualifications I had to go through, like I had to get jump trained at Fort Benning. I did my UDT work in Coronado, California, part of the SEAL curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1965, I had just picked up Buck Sergeant E5, and on the 1st of November, on the 28th of November, I was ordered to Vietnam for my first time, and here I am, a brand new three-striper, never had a shot fired at me in anger and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out on a patrol. If everybody can understand that movie, We Were Soldiers, where Mel Gibson played a part of the Army Lieutenant Colonel with 1st Air Cal.
Yeah, yeah.
That was at the Yodrang Valley, and that was around Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
of 65. 4 days after that, I was stationed with the 1st Marines at Da Nang, and I was sent out on a patrol to do a snoop and search to try to find the retreating 9th NVA Division who was involved at the Yodrang Valley. And I didn't have any combat experience at all. All I did was go through all the schooling.
Right.
And there was a Lance Corporal who actually led the patrol, even though on record I was the patrol leader. But we got back. That was a pretty much uneventful four-day patrol. And on the 2nd of December, I've got to remember correctly, I went out again. This time I was a patrol leader. And we were on a seven-day, what we called a DJ, deep jungle patrol. I think the Army calls them LRPs, long-range reconnaissance or something mm-hmm. like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But on the third day of the patrol, we got we were souping and pooping really close to the Cambodian border, and we came under a heavy sniper attack. They were hitting us from every angle. And my radio man was shot. We had a corpsman with us. He was shot. I got shot in the left foot. And I was able to find the sniper who was taking us out and wiped him out and did a lot of other foolish things, to which I got the Silver Star.
Oh, wow. This is Marine Vet Skip Quarrell on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing service to our nation with retired Marine Corps Major Bill Donahue. Bill, even if that's the only combat that you saw, that's a lot of combat, but you saw a lot more than that, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a total of 44 months in Vietnam.
Wow.
And got Silver Star, Bronze Star with V for Valor, Navy Commendation with V for Valor, several Purple Hearts, and a bunch of the other stuff. And you know, if you go through a Sears catalog for military awards, page by page, and pick out what you want, you know.
You got them all, huh?
Yeah, and all of those plus $10 will get me a cup of coffee, Donald. But you got to have the $10.
Well, hey, Bill, it's better than that, because when you and I meet in person, I'll buy the coffee for free, all right?
That's great.
No.
I spent my first 15 years as an enlisted man. All of my combat time was enlisted. I was deep select for Staff Sergeant, Gunnery Sergeant, and in 1975, I got called up to the CO's office and walked in as a gunnery sergeant, E7.
Mm-hmm.
Walked out 10 minutes later as a second lieutenant.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often.
And on the way out, the CO says, oh, by the way, you may want this. And he stood across my promotion to master sergeant. I went from gunnery to second lieutenant to master sergeant. Now, in those days, what is commonly referred to as a battlefield commission, direct commission.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to go to OCS or nothing like that. I just walked out with a butter bar. And I get all kinds of interesting, funny stories about that particular day. But the bottom line is all of those promotions were temporary.
Ah.
Temporary in the sense that if there was a RIF, a reduction in force, the temporary officers would be the ones to go first.
Right.
And every year on the date of your commission, your record goes before a special board in D.C., and they can do one of three things. They can either revert you back to your former rank, continue on for the second of three evaluations, or make you permanent. And I was made permanent on the first board.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Bill, we are about out of time for this segment. Time flies, you know, when you're saying interesting things like this. So we are going to be coming back here. There's a lot more to discuss about your service in the Marine Corps, and we also want to talk about the Second Amendment, because we both have something in common there as well. So this is Marine Vet Skip Quarrell on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, this is usually when the colonel makes us do push-ups, but the colonel's on vacation, so what he doesn't know won't hurt us. So no push-ups today. Take a break, but stay in the area.
Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor Front Lines of Freedom. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, our MDV military division exists to serve our military heroes and their families, both at home and abroad.
We see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served at our 159 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations in 47 states.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with retired Major Bill Donahue. Bill, when and why did you leave active service?
I served a total of 29 years, 1 month, and 1 day. When I got my commission, I went into aviation and I ended up flying Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I had to bail out on a peacetime flight from South Carolina to California. And during the course of that, I got busted up pretty bad. Both legs were broke. My neck was broke. I lost 2 ribs and so forth. Anyhow, it put me in a hospital for a long time. And I can never get back to the physical standards of the Marine Corps. So I was medically retired on the 1st of March of 1989.
Wow, 1989. Well, 29 years is a long time. Any regrets about your service with the Marine Corps?
I have one.
What's that?
I would have lied and gone in at 15.
Oh. Well, that's not such a bad regret, Bill. Not bad at all. Well,
but decor was good to me, Skip. I was able to get an actual high school education by going to night school. The Marine Corps put me through college. I have an undergraduate degree, magna cum laude, from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And I got a master's degree from the University of Southern California. And the Marine Corps footed the bill and gave me the time I needed.
That is fantastic. Well, Bill, now we'd like to segue a little bit into Second Amendment issues, because you and I have something else in common. We are both firearms instructors, correct?
Yes, we both are.
Bill, talk about your firearms instructor credentials.
Well, first of all, I'm a North Carolina concealed carry instructor. I'm a hunter education instructor. I'm a land navigation instructor. I'm a bow hunting instructor. And I'm certified by the NRA in just about every firearms discipline that there is. In fact, I believe I'm the only one in North Carolina that's certified as a chief range safety officer.
Wow.
So I've taught easily over 5,000 students in one category or another.
That is incredible. Here in Michigan, where I live, I've been teaching concealed carry for about 18 years now. You know, in 16 of those years, it was with the NRA. Now it's with United States Concealed Carry Association. But, you know, I just love it. I love teaching people how to shoot, and I love teaching families how to protect themselves. And, you know, nowadays in the world that we live in, I think there's a greater need for it than ever before. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Skip, you nailed that, and I agree with you 150%. I stay pretty close to the news. I'm a news junkie.
Yeah.
Our school systems, our families, and our churches are failing our kids.
This is Frontlines of Freedom Radio, and we are speaking with Bill Donahue, a retired major in the Marine Corps, and we're talking about the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights. Bill, let's transition just a little bit now. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's talk about things that are going on in our country right now. All of these mass shooter events that are happening, the most recent one being the Parkland school shooting, and then before that it was Sutherland Springs Church shooting in Texas. I don't remember these things happening when I was a kid. Has something happened to our culture to make things different now?
Yes, there's been several things, Skip. Bear with me. Number one, the kids that are growing up going to private schools, public schools, Christian schools, they're really not taught American history. They're just not taught that. I know that from my own experience when I do a hunter education class with 14-year-olds and up.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the invention of electronics has created a mass market. You got Hollywood out there. You got the social media out there. I think every kid in the world that I see now has got a cell phone in their hand, and you see them walking down the street playing with their cell phone. Everywhere they're doing it.
Yeah, even the adults do that now, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. And so they live in a microcosmic world of their own that's created by the media and Hollywood. And I really put the blame for what's going on at the feet of the media, the mass media. When there's an incident, like you just referred to a few of them, going all the way back to Sandy Hook and even further back, this never happened in my lifetime. In my lifetime, I remember many times going to school with my shotgun because I had to go out in the field after school to get meat for the table.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever said a word about it.
Yep. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I don't think it's so much about guns. I don't think it's a gun problem. I think it's maybe a character problem, a people problem. People, our society, it's not the same as it used to be. Kids are different now, and there's probably a lot to that. So, Bill,
but one of these instances happens, every media you can find rushes to it. And
yeah,
the cliche, of course, if it bleeds, it leads. And they'll nurture that story and nurture it, throw things out of context for days, if not weeks. And I have no doubt that there's copycat killers out there. They see all this and they want their 10 minutes of fame on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of it. This latest incident in Florida, but this kid has a long track record of people alerting the police and so forth, from the local to the county to the federal, and they all dropped the ball on this guy. And they're saying now his reason was he had mental problems. And that's another issue. our kids today, if they misbehave or do something odd, they take them to a child shrink and they put them on medication.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the kids in our country, I believe, maybe not more than half, are on some kind of a mental medication profile.
Yeah.
My daughter put my grandson on this medication for about 2 years, and I finally got involved. I said, stop it. And we clean him up completely, and now he's back to what a normal kid would be like.
Oh, that's great. You know, Bill, you and I, we're on the same page with this. All those psychotropic drugs that kids are on now, you know, like 50 years ago, there's always a kid in class that misbehaved or he didn't have a good attention span, you know, but we just gutted it out and the teacher got through it. Now they just put them on some kind of a medication so that they stay calm and don't disrupt the class. And I think that's being a disservice to our whole society.
I think it's destroying our generation now. I do. I honestly do. And I've said this many times, especially when I have a chance to talk with my grandchildren. The United States of America is on a path right now, and there's a fork that we're fast approaching on the road to the future.
Mm-hmm.
One goes right, one goes left. If the country starts becoming more and more liberal, which, thank God, I hope it doesn't happen, we're going to end up being a socialist society.
Yeah.
If it goes to the right, we may end up with, as Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be nourished with the blood of patriots from time to time. My God, I hope it never turns into a second revolution.
Oh, you and me both. Bill, it's like we're walking the razor's edge. Bill, we are about out of time here, but I know, you know, you are retired, but there's also, your life is busy right now. What are you doing in your retirement years?
Well, I never really retired. I kind of changed courses, and I started a nonprofit called United American Patriots. And our primary project right now is the Warrior Fund, and it's where we raise money to help fight American military that are accused or convicted of a, quote, crime during combat, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. People don't know this is going on, but they hear about it, they get fired up. I started this 13 years ago in the kitchen of my home. I took out a $24,000 second mortgage on my home to finance it for the first 3 years. We don't advertise for cases, but people find about us and they go to our website, www.unitedpatriots.org, and they can download a petition if they want help. If we accept the case, we pay for everything, all the attorney's fees, all of the forensics, what you name it, whatever's needed to fight the legal battle. In addition, we send $1,000 a month to the guys that are incarcerated so they can buy stamps and postage and phone calls and things like that. In addition to that, we set aside $3,000 a year for the families to travel to see their loved ones that are incarcerated. Most of these families are very poor.
Wow. Well, Bill, what is that website again?
It's www.unitedpatriots.org.
Bill, that is fantastic. People, go check that out. It's a very worthwhile cause. Bill, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us today, and thank you for your service to our nation and your desire to continue to serve. Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you, and Semper Fi, brother.
All right, Semper Fi. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing societal violence outside the United States with Ambassador John Bolton. Then we'll speak with John Correa about mass shooting events. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed American Report. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops go somewhere and run 3 miles. Take your time. You've got 2 minutes. Then grab some... I thought you'd like that. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify. It has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our out-